Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Zvachim, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Bet, looking at the fourth Mishnah here in the fifth Mishnah, which is Zivchet Shalmei Tzibur Va'ashamot. We're looking at the public Shlamim, which is only two animals, which are the Shnei Kibsei Atzeret that come with the Shtei Alechem, and Ashamot. And these are now categorized as Kodshei Kodashim. So we're still in that category. Elohin Ashamot. The Ashamot list is really 5 plus 1. Asham Gzelot, that's in case somebody takes an oath about a debt that they have and they're lying. Asham Me'ilot, they violated Hekdesh. Asham Shivcha Harufa, whatever Shivcha Harufa is, a machloket, about whether it's a woman is married to Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin, or Chatzi Shivcha Chatzi Bat Chorin. Asham Nazir, which is not guilt offering as such, and Asham Atzora, part of his Tahara, plus Asham Talui, which is brought in case you are unsure if you violated something, that if you were sure about it, you would be Chayav Chatat. So Shechitatan Metzafon, Kibuldaman Bechlishari Betzafon, Tamun Taman Taun Shtei Maton Shenarba, all of that is like what we've seen so far. Menachalim Lifnim Menachlaim, again like the Chatat that's eaten on the inside of the Azara, the Zichrei Kuna, V'chol ma'achal, any kind of preparation, only by the males of the kuna, l'yom v'lay l'adchatzot, it's eaten that day and that night until midnight. Now, manala debay tzafon. Question is, why do the shalmei tzibur need tzafon? Asham, we know. Tani rabba barav chanan kamei derava, he taught, v'asitem asiri izim achad l'chatat, when the Torah describes the offerings on Shavuot, it says you're going to bring a seir l'chatat, so there's a comparison. Therefore, they're both tzafon. So Amalei Rava, Rava turned to him. Chatat mehecha mamad. Where do we know lechatat b'tzafon from me'olat? Tavar mehekesh chozer melamed behekesh. Since when can you double daisy chain of hekesh? We've already spent a lot of time knocking that down. So that won't work. Amenatani Rav Mari Bereid Rav Kana. This is the proper source. In the parsha of Chatzotzrot, it says you're going to blow the Chatzotzrot al olotechem v'al zivchei shalmechem. And that's referring to the zivchei shlamim, the public shlamim. So it compares the shlamim directly to an ola. Ma ola kodshei kodashim, af zivchei shalmei tzibur kodashei kodashim. Therefore it compares the two. Ma ola b'tzafon, af zivchei shalmei tzibur b'tzafon, and they're both in the north. El hekesha kama lamayata. So what's the first hekesh, the one that we had in Vayikra Chav Gimel? What's the purpose of that? The answer is ki chatat, to compare it to a chatat. Ma chatat einan echel et el zichrei kuhuna. Just like a chatat is only eaten by zichrei kuhuna, av zivchei shalmei tzibur, the zichrei kuhuna, it's only eaten by the zichrei kuhuna, by the males of the kohanim. That's what it's there for. But not to tell you about the place of shechita, because that would be hekesh to hekesh. Amar le Abaye, Abaye turns around and says, Yihachi, gabe el nazir, when the Torah lists the korbanot of a nazir who completes his period properly, it has an ola and a chatat, the shlamim, all in the same pasuk. Are you going to tell me that they're compared for the same reason? You're going to tell me that only zichrei kuhuna can eat the shlamim of the nazir? That's not true. He eats it. So hachiyashta, no. Hatam kevan dechtiva akacha kwenet azro b'shelam min ayil, from the fact that the Torah says the Kohen gets the leg of the ram, of the shlamim, it tells you that he's not going to get the rest. Chadachule ba'ali machle. So you see that the nazir himself, or family, eats the rest. So, okay, fine. But at least zro b'shelam min ayil l'tachel l'zuchi kuna. Based on this challenge, at the very least, the Zeruah itself should only be eaten by Zichrei Kuhuna, not by all Kohanim. Answer is Kasha. You're right, that's really a challenge to the Hekesh. Abibai Dema, another way to answer it, though, without that problem is, Kodshe Ikri, Kodshe Kodshim Lo Ikri. The Zeruah B'Shela is called Kodesh Lashem, as opposed to the Chatat, which is Kodshe Kodshim, and therefore, we would say it's not only eaten by Zichrei Kuhuna. Now, so then what was the purpose of the Torah comparing the olah, the chatat, and the shlamim of a nazir if the shlamim is eaten by everybody and the chatat is eaten only by the kohanim? So, Rav Shem Gileach Halachad Mishloshtan Yatzah, to tell you that if the, even though ideally the Nazir does his shaving with the Shlamim, if he does his shaving with any one of these three korbanot, the Ola, the Chatat, or the Shlamim, then he's Yotze. Okay, the next Mishnah, Mishtavav HaTodav El Nazir. We're now out of the world of Kodshei Kodashim, and we're talking about Kodshei Kodashim Kalim, but we're starting with the unique Shlamim, which have a more limited time period, which is the Korban Todah, and the El Nazir, which we just talked about, Kodashim Kalim. So therefore, now Shchitatan B'chol Makom Azara. The Shchita could be anywhere in the Azara, not just in the north. V'damanta un shtei matanot shen arba, again, two that are four matanot. V'nachalin b'chol ha'ir. It's not eaten in the Azara, it's eaten anywhere in the city of Yerushalayim. L'chol adam, anybody can eat it. B'chol machal, you can prepare it any way you want. L'yom v'layla chatzot. That day and that night till chatzot, again, as a siag, really midoraita, you can eat it till morning. Now, hamuram mihem. You have to remember that the Todah has the Chazei V'Shok that go to the Kohanim. The El Nazir has the Zroa that goes to the Kohen. So those are the Muram Mehem. Kayotze Bahem have the same guidelines, meaning one day and that night, until midnight, anywhere in the city, etc. The only difference is El Shuram Mehem Nachal Kohanim, Shem Mehem Labdehem. But the Muram is eaten only by Kohanim, but not just male Kohanim, their wives, their children, their slaves. Kind of like Truma, it belongs to the Kohanic family. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. This is in the context of Parshat Shmini when Moshe gives this direction to Aharon. What do you mean you eat it makom tahor? And the korban beforehand that's mentioned was eaten makom tamei. Ela tahor meaning michlal shehu tamei, meaning somewhere more tahor than somewhere else. Tahor mitumat mitzora, meaning it's somewhere more tahor than where a mitzora can go. But it's an area where a zav could be, right? In other words, it's tahor, but not the most tahor. So therefore, that's how we know it can be eaten in Machane Yisrael. Because if you remember, there's three camps. The no tame can be in the Machane Shechina, which is the Azara. Tmei Mate can be in the Machane Leviya, which is Harabait, but not Zavim. Zavim can be in Machane Yisrael, which is the city of Yerushalayim, but not Mitzoraim. They have to be outside of the city. So therefore, Ve'eze Zeh, Zeh Machane Yisrael. So what's an area where a Mitzora can't be, but a Zav can be? Machane Yisrael, or we call the city of Yerushalayim. Ve'ema Tahor Mitumat Zav V'tamei Mitumat Meit. Why don't we rank it up one? Which is to say, maybe it has to be somewhere where there's no Zavim, but there are Tamei Meit, which is Machane Leviya. And therefore say that all kochim kalim have to be eaten, or at least these korbanot have to be eaten inside the harabayit. Harabayim are crowd. The answer is it says v'chaltem otav makom kadosh. The previous pasuk in Shmini says eat it makom kadosh, meaning otav makom kadosh v'lo acher makom kadosh, meaning that particular korban, which is a kochim kochim, is makom kadosh, but not these others. So afke malach on the machne levia. Therefore, it moves out to the machne levia. Haraktiv makom tahor, and it's a makom tahor, afkal machane Yisrael. That moves it out one more. So Rav has a different take. It says, otam makom kadosh v'lacher makom kadosh, afkal legamre. That means, at that point, theoretically, you could eat it outside of the city. Harakatav v'chmana tochlam makom tahor. Therefore, it says, makom tahor, ayla machane Yisrael. Bring it in one place, it should be tahor. V'ema ayla machane leviya. Why don't you bring it in two steps to the machane leviya? The answer is, l'chara maylina, the tart to the maylina. You could only bring it one step at a time. So then when you knocked it out of the city, why don't you only knock it out one level? Which means, at the end of this whole math, you're going to end up in the Machne Leviya. Etc. The Torah says you cannot eat any of these things out in your own city, so it could never have gone totally out of the city. We certainly prefer Abaye's take to Rava's take, which of course comes to the same conclusion of how we know that Kodashim Kalim can be eaten anywhere in the city of Yerushalayim. Okay, and now the general Mishnah about Kodashim Kalim, which is Shlamim. Shlamim Kodashim Kalim. Again, Shchitatam Machom Makom Azara, Devantam Shem Atonon Chen Arba, Venachlim Machol Ha'ir, Lachadam Machom Machal. The only difference is, Lishnei Yamim V'Layla Chad. It's eaten today, it's eaten tonight, all night, the next day until the end of the day. Again, Amram Mehem Kayotsebahem, Ashram Nachal Koning, Shem Nehem Avdehem, exactly like the previous Mishnah. The only difference here is how long you could eat it. Now, Tana Rabbanan, let's talk about this. Now we're going to talk about the issue of where you can do shchitat kodshim kalim. Ushchato petach ohel moed, one pasuk. Second pasuk, v'shachat oto lifnei ohel moed. And then v'shachat oto lifnei ohel moed. These are all three pasukim talking about shlamim. Now, why does it say it? L'hachshir et kol haruchot v'kodashim kalim. To tell me that any side of the azara is okay for shachat. Kal v'chomer l'tzafon. So Tanakama's take is, so certainly I could do it v'tzafon. Uma kodshi kodashim shaloch shuru b'chol haruchot kodshi kodashim. I can't do in any location. Huchshur v'tzafon, but I can do in the north. Kodashim kam shuchshur b'chol haruchot and kodshim kalim that I could do in the south and the west, etc. And odin shuchshur b'tzafon, certainly north works. That's Tanakama. Kavachomer that the north works. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, he says, no, lo namar katub elachshur tzafon. The pasuk is there to tell me the north works, because I wouldn't know it otherwise. Meaning, she'achov alodinu. I might have reasoned as follows. Uma kodashim kalim shuchshu b'chol aruchot. Kodshim kalim I could do anywhere. So lochshur mekoman etzel kodshim kodshim, but their location, which is anywhere, is not good for kodshim kodshim. So now, let me do a symmetry. Kodshim kodshim shalochshur b'tzafon. Leinodin shalochshur mekoman etzel kodshim kalim. So maybe the unique location of Kodshe Kodshim, which is the north, maybe is not good for Kodshim Kalim, because maybe everybody has their own territory. Talmud Lomar Ohel Moed, that's why the Pasuk says, Lifnei Ohel Moed. But my Kami Palgi, what's the machloka between Tanakama and Rabbi Elazar? Tanakama Savar Tlata Kraik TV, by the way, everybody agrees, there's three Pasukim, the three that you saw on the previous Hamud, Ushchato Petach Ohel Moed, Lifnei Ohel Moed, and Lifnei Ohel Moed. Chad Gufei, the Nibi Petach Ohel Moed. One is for itself to tell me that you have to do it, Petach Ohel Moed. V'chad lachshir tzadin. Another one is there to tell you that you could do it, not right in front of the door, but on the sides. V'chad lifsol tzidei tzadin. And the other is to tell you, but you can't do it on the side of the sides, meaning a location that is not facing in some way towards the door of the Mikdash. Now, v'tzafon lo yitzdarech kra, but we don't need a pasuk to tell me you could do it in the north, because kal v'chomer. That's Tanakama. Rabbi Eliezer Savari said, of course, there's three psukim. Chad gufei, din petach ohel moed, same thing, you need it for itself. V'chad lachshir tzafon, one, because we do need tzafon, it's not a kal v'chomer. V'chad lachshir tzadin, and one to tell me that the sides that are not directly facing the door are okay. It's said it's sudden loy tzarech kab, but I don't need a pasuk to tell me that out of the way sides, which do not face the door in any sense, are out. That's obvious that they're out. Now, that's the take on the machloket. Now, ma'ishna hacha dichtiv petach ohel moed, ma'ishna hatam dichtiv lifnei ohel moed. Why does it say petach ohel moed in one case and lifnei in the other? The answer is k'mashmalan k'rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Yehuda Amar Shmuel, shlamim sheshachtan kodem shifatchu daltot ha'ichal. What does lifnei mean? Lifnei here means in time, not in space. If you shecht the shlamim before they open the doors of the ichal in the morning, psulin. Shamar shchato petach ohel moed, when it's open. Bizman shu patuach, v'lo bizman shu na'ul. So it's not lifnei, it's about petach. Why petach? Not just in front of, that's lifnei, but when it's open. It marnami amar ukfar barchama amar rabbi yosef b'chanina shlamim shchatan kodem shipatchu daltot ha'ichal psulin shlamar shchato petach ohel moed bizman shepetach ha'ichal patuach bizman shu na'ul. Same thing. Now, Marava Matniach in Eretz Yisrael, they learned that same thing slightly differently. Rav Yaakov Bar Acham Ravashi, Shlamim Sheshchatan Kodem Shipatchu Daltot Haichal, Psulim, Uva Mishkan, Kodem Shiyamidu Levim Et HaMishkan, Ulachar Shifriku Levim Et HaMishkan. So if you shechted a Shlamim before the Levim set up the Mishkan, or after they took it apart, it's Pasul for the same reason, there's no Petach Ohel Moed. Good, now Pshita, it's obvious to us that Mugafka Na'ul Dami, if the door is closed, not locked, it's considered locked, and therefore it's pasul, if you shecht the korban. But the question is, vilon mai, what if a door is open, but there's a curtain in front of it? So, zera, hu atzmo, enasala, kepetach patuach. The whole point of a curtain is to say the door is open, and it's just to provide a little privacy. So that's considered open. Govham mai, what if there's stuff stacked in front of the door, so that the door is open, but you can't get in? Toshmat, Tanya, we have an interesting thing, we also have Yudomer. Shnei Pishpishin Ayub Beit HaChalifot. Beit HaChalifot is the place of the knives that they would have in each of the wings of the ulam, where they could take knives and put them back in. So there were two doors there. V'govhan Shmona, there were eight amor high. Kedei lachshir tazara kula achiyar kodshe kodshim, ulishchitat kodshim kalim. And it was, the doors were there and they were facing away from, so facing towards the west, so that the entire Azara now is in front of a Petach Ohel Moed, so that you could eat Kodshe Kodshim in that area, and you could Shecht Kodshim Kalim in that area. So, and that's why we say, and you could eat Kodshe Kodshim anywhere in the Azara, and you could Shecht Kodshim Kalim anywhere in the Azara. My love, Dika Kamayu Shmona, weren't the things ate because there was stuff blocked in front of them? And even so, it's considered open? So, no, the Govan with the Inu Shmona, they were ate high. So, Meitave, Kol Asherim Shayusham, Govan Esrina, Ma, Ruchban Esra, Ma. We have a bright that says all the gates that were inside the area of the precincts of the Mikdash were 20 amot high. So how could this be 8 high? The answer is pish pishishani. These little internal doors is different. Ay va'ikat stadin. But how could somebody shecht a korban kochim kalim or eat koche kochim anywhere in the Azara? After all, if you have a door facing in one direction, so there's going to be things to the side of it that don't see the door directly. The answer is Demayalu Bekaran Zavit. They put the doors on the corner. So that from anywhere on the back side of the Mikdash, you were basically facing this door. But Achorei Beit HaKaporet Mai, what about in back of the Kodesh Kodoshim? That didn't face these doors. The answer is Toshma Demayalu Bekaran Marav, Lul Katana Achorei Beit HaKaporet. There was a small little window there. Gavor Shmona Amot, again, 8 Amot High, Kedalakshir Et Azra Ezara, Vachler Kodesh Kodeshim, Shkitar Kodeshim Kalim. So that area was also a place where you could eat Kodshe Kodshim, and where you could Shecht Kodshim Kalim. That's why in this description, in Divrei Hayamim, it says, Shnayim LaParvar. What does that mean? LaParvar, Amarav Ravfila, Kaman Damar Klapei Bar. Meaning, there were another two going to the outside. Meaning, outside, there were another two openings, and that is what allowed that area to be used for the uses of the Azara. Okay, we'll pause at this point, and in the next podcast, Amir Tzashem, we'll finish this sugya and go up until the final Mishnah in the Perek. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.